USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. For many days, Democrats have called on freshman New York Republican Congressman George Santos to resign. Now those calls are coming from his fellow Republicans.
On behalf of the Nassau County Republican Committee, I am calling for his immediate resignation.
Nassau County GOP Chairman Joseph Cairo at a news conference attended by nearly every top Republican in the New York City suburb. Another blames Santos for what she calls a campaign of deceit and lies. No comment yet from Santos. The FAA computer system that lets pilots know what's going on around the USA is back up, and flights are trying to catch up after the nationwide grounding when the system failed this morning. Now, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says they want to know what happened.
A critical system like this has a lot of redundancy built into it with backups. So we need to understand why, with all of that redundancy, it still rose to the level that there had to be a ground stop.
Buttigieg says there's no indication it was a cyber attack, but he's not ready to conclusively rule it out. California's governor says another four atmospheric rivers will slam the Golden State in the next 10 days. In hard-hit San Luis Obispo on the Central Coast, Emergency Services Director Scotty Jalbert and his people are bracing for more trouble.
We know that our soil conditions aren't going to be very favorable for this upcoming rain event. We're expecting another 2 to 4 inches of rain.
More than 6 million Californians are still under flood alerts. The latest systems expected to make landfall in the Pacific Northwest tonight. The White House is extending the COVID public health emergency. The reason? The new XBB variant, which experts fear could cause another wave of bad cases in the coming weeks. Ahead of a major report on inflation tomorrow, Wall Street is up a bit today. The Dow Times has gained more than 100 points. This is USA News.
The bigger your 401k, the better your retirement, right? Wrong. The fact is, with proposed new taxes, another market crash, inflation, and rising healthcare costs, you could be forced to downsize your retirement. Discover the secret savvy investors are turning to for retirement security. A new 401k law that unlocks an ingenious retirement protection plan that could protect your savings from inflation and a stock market downturn while boosting your retirement income as much as 40%. It's all laid out in simple language in a new book from Josh Melberg. His insightful guide is your roadmap to retiring with confidence, and it's yours free with one call. Don't risk a lifetime of work building your retirement. This little-known retirement protection plan could safeguard your wealth and boost your retirement up to 40%. For your free copy of Guarantee Your Retirement by Josh Melberg, call now. Call 800-804-3595. That's 800-804-3595. 800-804-3595.
Lots of money-related news today. With mortgage rates falling a bit, the new mortgage applications rose by about 1% last week. The rate for 30-year fixed loans right now, about 6.4%. A new report from the World Economic Forum calls the rising cost of living the greatest short-term threat around the world. It says the combination of the COVID pandemic and the war in Ukraine is to blame for the energy crisis, food scarcity, and inflation. That same report says climate change is the biggest long-term threat. On the crypto beat, a federal judge in Wilmington, Delaware, could decide today whether to reveal the names of about a million people caught up in the collapse of FTX. Several news organizations will try to convince the judge why those clients don't deserve to remain anonymous. FTX says revealing the names would violate privacy rules and allow its rivals to poach clients. While some firms are laying off people, the crypto company Binance is going on a hiring spree. The CEO says the crypto exchange plans to increase its workforce by between 15 and 30%, this on top of about 8,000 people hired last year. It is very real money for Prince Harry. His new memoir is already, after fewer than 2 days, the UK's fastest-selling non-fiction book. Publisher Transworld Penguin Random House says it sold 400,000 copies, both hardcover and online, so far in Britain. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.